What the fuck?
We should do some weird voices when we tell some of our stories. Like, I really want to take your questions about Afghanistan, but I'm really, really running behind. I have to go, talk to a man about a boat. That's code word for taking a shit. I'll see you next time.
All right.
Now that we got the McFuckles out of the way.
You ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right.
Sir?
5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it.
We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know. Actually, turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. Or I'm going to go ahead and label this title, What the Grump Were You Thinking? I am Jason, your host, and your co-host with me is Jake.
Yo, what's up, everybody? New camera angle.
Got a new camera angle, trying new things. You know, Jake's on the lightning, so...
What did you say that title was going to be called? I was looking for something to fucking write it down.
What the grump were you thinking?
What the grump were you thinking?
Yeah.
This isn't even a pencil. This is a stylus.
You want to try me throwing that to you again, see if we get that joke right?
Yeah.
I probably ain't got the right color, but here you go.
Oh, shit. Yo!
Oh, fuck!
Awesome. Yo! That's awesome. Yes.
Okay, so, Jake, get your pencils ready. I got some stuff we could talk about, but I want to say what I need to say.
Okay.
And I don't want you to respond. Just let me say it, and we'll move on. That's the only way this video doesn't get taken down. Okay?
Okay.
San Diego County, California, came the first jurisdiction to declare misinformation a public health crisis. And we'll move on from that. All right, so Afghanistan, what's going on? So Biden's had a bit of a week.
I was about to say, you know,
should we finish the intro? Is that what it is? Or I just jumped right to it?
What do you mean? The intro, they already heard the intro. Well, they probably skipped it.
Yeah. Well, I was told it was long.
That's what everybody keeps telling us. You know, you guys.
Yeah. Like we fucking... Like,
dude, right. I busted my ass for like an hour making that shit, dude.
Dude, we're going to ride it till the wheels fall off. If you don't like it,
go grump yourself.
It's a minute and 21 seconds long. Just pass through it if you don't like it. But I think it's a badass intro.
It's a good intro.
All right, we got off track. I was trying to keep it rolling, but we got off track. But all right, so we are on Wednesday. I know it doesn't
we're
really
recording
matter.
On Wednesday.
We are recording this on Wednesday. Just so if you were wondering why you haven't seen the next episode, that's why. I'm not going to tell you every fucking time we do a video, hey, it's Wednesday. Just know, whenever it came out, we recorded it on Wednesday.
Grump Day for life. Okay. This is our new recording schedule.
We're going to make Grump Day every day, or every podcast day. So, all right. I don't even know how to jump into the Afghanistan shit. There's so much, and there's so many different angles of it. I did find a little bit of information that the Energy Secretary, Jennifer Gron... I'm probably going to butcher this last name. So I'm going to just say Gronholm. It's G-R-O-N-H-O-L-M. Gronholm.
I'll give it to you.
Chartered a military flight to the Ukraine for a little summit about... I don't even think it said what it was about. Wow. All while the Pentagon was struggling to get people out of Afghanistan. That's just going to throw that out there. But if you think back to when Trump's energy secretary was forced to resign for chartering a flight somewhere, I don't even know. His name was Tom Price, but he had to resign because of that shit. But, yeah. They didn't have a lot going on, I guess, to, you know. I thought that was kind of shitty. Wait a minute. Are we talking about Afghanistan? Let me look at my watch. If you know what I'm talking about, that's when Biden was at the memorial for some of the fallen soldiers, but he couldn't be bothered there too much longer. You know, he was on a tight schedule. So go fuck you, Biden.
Dude, what a fucking piece of shit, dude.
He is a piece of shit. And I've got more than just that. But yeah, I mean, how the fuck did you charter a military jet to go to Ukraine when you're trying to... I would think at this point it's all hands on deck. Every resource you got is in that, you know, on that mission to remove everybody from Afghanistan after it all went to shit in 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I haven't heard much about it since I saw this. I saw this on Sunday, but I wanted to keep it because I haven't seen much about it, but I think it should be talked about. But anyway, so I got a notification on my phone today that obviously all military personnel has been evacuated from Afghanistan. Am I correct in saying that? Or
I don't know.
I don't really know. Don't either, because the last I heard, there was 350 Americans still over there. But see, they keep saying military. They're not talking about missionaries. They're not talking about subcontractors that were hired by the government to go over there. They're not talking about American civilians, you know, stuff like that. They're just talking about military. And let me just say this. This is what bothers me with this whole deadline, public deadline bullshit. It's all about politics. It's all about the clout.
That's all what any of it is. Will. Yeah.
He wanted to be able to say that he got his troops, the American troops, out of Afghanistan before 9/11. Safeguards be damned. He wanted to be able to say that. He had to be able to say that.
13, 20-year-old kids be damned.
I mean, that's just what they're reporting. That's just what they're reporting. Yeah. But for you to make it public when you're pulling out, you're giving a fucking manifest to the Taliban of who you're pulling out. I don't even understand that. I need help understanding that because I don't understand that.
Did you see
that? That was like giving fucking Hitler, your play-by-play.
Did you see, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand where CNN was reporting on the Taliban's victory parade.
They're
parading around with all the military vehicles and military equipment, and they're throwing a victory parade right down the middle of Afghanistan.
Wow.
And CNN, they're not like, oh, this is disgusting, this and that, this and that. They're like, oh, the Taliban is celebrating their victory.
Yeah, like, it's almost like they are tolerating it now. Like, they're going to normalize. All right, think back when Trump went to North Korea and how he had that meeting and legitimized Kim Jong-un as a leader. You remember that shit? You remember how they were, the Democrats were all like, I can't believe you even went and had a meeting with him. You legitimized his existence and, you know, put him on the world stage. But they're actually advocating for the Taliban now? What the fuck?
You know,
fuck
if there's
is going on?
If there's one thing that I learned about Democrats and liberals is that they hate America more than the Taliban.
You know what? I'm very close to believing the very same thing, because you don't see evidence to, you know, to the contrary. You know what I'm saying? We're taking down national monuments here left and right because at one time somebody said something that in this day is, yeah, unacceptable. But back in that day, they didn't know it was any different than what the norm was. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and also back then they were a little bit more worried about like feeding their families.
Yeah, I mean, it was more of a life or death situation.
Yeah.
Damn,
not
Wi-Fi
just I'm fucking
again.
Yeah.
Shit. Not, what am I gonna do?
Not just I'm bored. My Harry Potter DVD scratched up. I'm gonna go burn down black owned businesses. That's what it is.
You're right. I know. But yeah.
Starbucks is closed. Do black people know that they've been oppressed? I'm gonna tell them.
Yeah, let that white liberal tell them. That'll show them. But no, my whole problem with the Afghanistan thing is that you publicly announce your plans only for political points. So these 13 soldiers, men and women,
they were all killed, men, I think.
That blood is on your hands, Biden. And only yours. And for you to take a victory lap the other day, talking about you got all the military personnel out, repulses me. Did I say that word right? Repulsive?
I don't think, you know, you added an extra T that second time you said it.
Well, it needed an extra E, I guess.
No,
but,
wrong letter.
Oh. Repulsive. Is that right?
Repulsive.
Whatever. Motherfucker pissed me off. How about that? You got that one?
I got,
did you
that,
hear
I got
e?
That one.
Is the E silent on that one?
I meant T. I said T.
Oh, T. Oh, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
You're saying repulsive.
Repulsive. All right, whatever. He's a piece of shit.
He is
okay?
A fucking piece of shit. All right.
Don't go sell it. You don't go. That's like Cam Newton doing the Superman when he scores a touchdown, but he's down 42-6. Okay, you don't do this shit when you're down by 42 points. Okay, that's what it's like. And you know, have some fucking respect for the fuck. You know, first of all, this motherfucker needs to man up and say, all right, we probably didn't have our ducks in a row before we made this deadline, but it had to be made because whatever. Man up to the shit. Don't try to be pointing fingers and shit. This is all on you, brother. This, every bit of this is on you. Every bit of it is on the Democratic Party. And I hope they get their asses handed to them in the midterms and hope they kick his ass out of the fucking White House.
I hope every Democratic voter is lying awake at night, understanding all this blood is on their hands.
Yeah. Well, I got a little something to add to that, because if you go to Florida, and we always love stories from Florida, right? A diner owner hangs a sign telling Biden supporters not to enter.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. The owner of a restaurant in Volusia County, Florida, was so upset of the recent deaths of American service members in Afghanistan, has posted a sign telling supporters of President Joe Fuck Off Biden not to come into her business. The sign at the Deep Airy Diner reads, if you voted for and continue to support and stand behind the worthless, inept, and corrupt administration currently inhabiting the White House that is complicit in the deaths of our servicemen and women in Afghanistan, please take your business elsewhere. And I'm like, good. The owner, they were saying, one of the, I guess the reporter said, so what have you been noticing? She said, well, some people come up to the door, read the sign, and they turn around. I'm like, yes. Yeah. But everybody should be doing that. That should start trending right the fuck now. I know it's not going to because it's on 2G. We don't do any trending around here. We don't go viral. But, I would love to see that catch on. That'd be fucking awesome. But, yeah, that's in Velosa County. I think I'm saying it right, but it's down in Florida. But, strange things happen down in Florida. This was a good story. But, there's no alligators involved, so whatever. But I sent you that video today where I think it's been about maybe 6 or 7 press conferences where Biden has refused to take any questions on Afghanistan. He wanted to talk about the Hurricane Ida, which is right. He should. But he makes a predetermined, talking points, whatever, speech, but then bounces before questions can be asked. You know what I'm saying? And even a lady tried to, get one in. He's like, I'm not supposed to be taking questions on this. Who says? You're the fucking president. Say what you want about Trump. He never dodged a fucking question.
No.
Say what you want about him. But he answered fucking questions. Sometime to his own demise. But he fucking answered questions. Sometimes he put his foot in his mouth more than I like to admit, but he didn't fucking shy away from answers unless it was just a fucking, gotcha question. Did I just hit the mic? Good. You like that? How's that audio? Good. I'm in a pissy fucking mood today, so you get what you get.
Why are you in a pissy mood today?
I don't want to talk about it. It was a good day. It was a good day. It was a good day. Hope you feel better, motherfucker. Okay, so
I totally fucking derailed you with that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shit.
I want to say this, and I should have said this going into this conversation. This is not a joke. I'm not going to be making jokes off the Afghanistan thing. If I happen to make a joke during the time I'm talking about it, I mean absolutely no disrespect to any of the families.
Well, I don't fucking joke around with that shit.
Well, I mean, I know we're trying to be, we try to have a balance of, serious talk and comedy, and sometimes a joke can be well timed or badly timed. And if that happens during that, I mean no disrespect to any of the families. And some of the families have spoken out and just have just butchered Biden.
I'm sure everybody who's listening to us now have already heard the video where the woman calls into the radio show.
Yeah.
And she's one of the mothers to one of the soldiers who lost his life over there.
Yeah.
But
see, the whole thing is it was unnecessary. If you weren't trying to meet a ridiculous timeline so you can clout before 9/11, because that's all it is.
Nobody
on this earth wanted our troops out of Afghanistan than Trump. But he saw what the situation was and knew it wasn't right to do it yet. But you couldn't be bothered with with what you saw.
Well, and
it had to be done before 9/11.
Trump came out and said didn't he? I could be wrong. Where he said, this was my plan. That was my plan all along, was to do this, this, and this. I left my plan there with them. They should have stuck to my fucking plan.
Yeah. Because Trump was too busy trying to fight off the dickheads that was trying to impeach him every 15 minutes. But, that's why Trump probably didn't get as much done as he probably could have. So, you won one for the team, Democrats, you fucking idiots. My heart does go out to the families because it was unnecessary. It was unnecessary. And I just, for the life of me, 20 years, and it folds in 48 hours? We were over there for 20 years, and that country can't... sustain its sovereignty for 48 fucking hours? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? What in the hell happened? It's like, all right, guys, we're moving. Okay, well, we're still wanting to come in. Well, all right. And well, have at it. But, oh, shit, we ain't out. We didn't get our shit together, so we're not out yet. I don't understand how no life should be tolerated, lost in the military. I mean, but it happens. But you can feel, you know, a little something different when, you know, it was, you know, honorable. You know, not to say that this won't. They did what their job was. They were doing their job. But their job was based on a fucking political point, timeline. It had nothing to do with the safety of the people in Afghanistan. It was all about Biden keeping his word about being out before 9/11. So I can't wait to see what celebrations they're going to do for 9/11. I can't wait. It's despicable. And he needs to resign. But I know he won't. I know he won't resign, but he needs to. And there's a growing amount of Democrats that are also saying that too.
Well, we know why the Democrats are saying he needs to resign as much as these other Republicans are saying he doesn't need to resign.
Yeah. Well, now we've talked about this in the past, and I'll bring it up. But is this what we've witnessed the last 2 weeks, is this enough to begin that transition from fuckface to Harris? What's going on? Did you quit on me?
No, dude. It's just...
Oh, okay. You were
no. It's just the show. This.
What? You're not feeling it?
No, I'm not feeling this whole fucking situation, bro.
Well, I mean,
the whole fucking thing, dude. The whole fucking thing. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Well, of course.
You literally got elected into office as fucking president, quote unquote. Who knows the truth about that?
Careful. Careful.
But. You honestly don't fucking care about the people who live here. You don't care about the men and women who serve this country. We were talking about this before the fucking show. There were more riots. There were more protests for George fucking Floyd. Yeah. I didn't see anybody out there rioting or protesting for these soldiers.
Yeah.
A criminal dies. The whole fucking world shits their pants, comes in their taint, and fucks them in the mouth. 13 soldiers died. No one fucking blinks an eye.
Yeah. No, you're right. I said I saw some protests for Britney Spears. There was more for Britney Spears than for what was going on in Afghanistan. I mean, where's the outrage? When are we going to stand up and say, all right, enough?
The outrage is right fucking here on this podcast.
It's enough, dude. My biggest thing is, if it comes out 2 or 3 years later that this motherfucker spaced out in a meeting and missed some big shit because he couldn't remember what he fucking had for breakfast. So he was concentrating on that little dust bunny under the table and didn't hear information he needed to understand. And this is why this shit happened, because I mean, no disrespect to anybody going through this. I have family members that's going through this very same thing. So I know what he's probably dealing with. And it's not good to be the leader of the country and not remember 5 minutes ago you asked me the same question that you have asked me 4 fucking times. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't remember. You have a problem remembering things and you know, weighing options and, you know, doing, you know, pros and cons. Because all you're trying to do is damage control to not look like you're not engaged. You know what I'm saying? You know, oh, I didn't hear a damn thing that dude said. But let me play it off. Well, let me ask you this. You don't, you're missing the whole point of it. You know, I can only imagine in the Situation Room, Biden is not running that room. His advisors are. Which no one elected. You understand what I'm saying? No one elected these guys, but they know he can't make the decisions that the president needs to make. But I mean no disrespect to anybody that's going through that, because it's a serious thing. But shame on anybody that knew he was going through that and still pushed him through to the White House. Shame on you, and you know who really knows is his wife. She knows what his mental capacity is right now, and it ain't where it needs to be.
Well, hers is probably not that far off either.
Well, she's a doctor. I don't know
what... So's Fauci.
Yeah, well, be careful. I like to, you know... Anyway, I'm having a hard time with... because it's just... If you wanted to get the hell out of there, just do it. Quietly in the dark. That's how those things get done. You get a plan going. You keep it down. You keep it to the minimum people that need to know. You round up the people quietly. You get them the fuck out of there. Then you... Whatever you got to do to get the rest of them out. But the Taliban was waiting around the corner for you to make that move. And they swooped right in.
They've been waiting for 20 years.
And there is there's a report of a phone call between Biden and the now exiled president of Afghanistan telling him to portray that we have a better plan in place and that the Taliban is being kept, you know, at bay. So basically what he's saying is manufacture that we're winning the fight against the Taliban at the moment. So when we start to pull out, it doesn't look as bad.
Did you hear about Biden's translator or interpreter?
The one that saved his life in 2008?
The same one left behind in Afghanistan. Begging
for his life? Yeah. I heard about it. Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude. That's a bunch of fucking bullshit. And the only thing that's being reported on CNN right now is Biden's so brave. He's a hero. He's the only one that could do it.
There will never be a day that those words come out of my mouth in the same sentence with Biden and that word you just said, because there's no way that those two match.
I had to say it. I was quoting it for the show. For
I understand. Guys. So really, I think he should be tried for treason.
Yeah.
Because this is first of all, it was avoidable, unnecessary, and downright malfeasance. And derelict of duty. How's that? What's that? Derelict of duty? I know I'm not saying that right. Did I say it right or wrong?
You said it right. Surely. You said it right.
Okay. So you know what I'm saying. It's a shame that this even is a story. If you just got in there, got the right people involved, got a plan, quietly you don't broadcast your plans. Oh, when have you never seen an enemy take advantage of a vulnerable situation? What was the Taliban going to do? Just say, oh, you forgot to do this. I'll give you a couple more days. No. They swooped in, took over the whole fucking country in 48 hours, dude. I don't even know. I don't know why I'm clapping today. When I start clapping, I'm about to cuss you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told you to put them, you know.
Oh, shit.
Somebody's about to go in the dark. Anyway. So, have you heard about, now, careful how you respond, but there was a story, I think it was Sunday afternoon, or maybe it was even Monday, of an Illinois mom has lost her parenting rights until she gets the vaccine. I'm not going to say whether or not you should get the vaccine, folks. Go get the vaccine. But I didn't know that we was going to start getting our kids taken away from us. But it happened in Cook County, Illinois. I'm not going to, I don't want to dive into it, because if I get one little thing wrong, it'll be misinformation.
And you'll be tried by a court of your peers. A jury.
By a jury of the masses. But anyway, look that up. It was on Fox News. And you kind of figure out what you think that's going on there. But you add that to the San Diego stuff I gave you.
Where are we going, dude?
Be careful what you wish for. I'm just wanted to throw it out there because, you know, there's only so much Afghanistan and stuff I can take.
I mean, where are we really going as a country?
I don't know. Was it really that bad that a tweet hurt your feelings a couple of times? Was it really all that bad that he was rough around the edges and wasn't a politician and spoke well groomed and, you know, very political? Was it that fucking bad?
What's wrong with talking about your enemies and saying, yeah, we'll bomb the shit out of him?
We fucking bombed the shit out of him. Because I'm telling you right now, as of right now, I'm missing me some Trump.
Big time. Yeah, I told you, man, he was on the radio earlier today on one of the radio programs. And I pulled out my radio app. I was like, I'm not missing this.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish he had called me when he was up there. I didn't know.
I was listening.
You got two phones? Dude, I was going to say something. Like, you know, I made this. We were talking earlier, and I made a comment. This shit didn't happen. People didn't die like this on Trump's watch. And you corrected me, rightfully so. Yes, they did. Because Trump took out a shitload of people. You know. And I thought that was a badass way to, you know, respond to that statement. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And he took shit for that. You remember?
Again, these Democrats hate America more than the Taliban. The Taliban is just a fucking Afghan BLM to these fucking liberal fucks. And they're loving it. Yep. They're loving it.
It's sickening. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the conservatives and the Republicans and the independents don't wake the fuck up, you're not going to get it back.
No, eventually it's going to go too far. It's already gone too far in my book.
We're talking about my book was burned. About having to have certain paperwork to
enter establishments. Conference.
You know, we're talking about having to. I could tell you a story today. I know. We get kicked off YouTube if I talked about it, but I had an issue with my kids at school this week. That involved some of this stuff, so I won't talk about it because
we need to come up with a keyword for it.
Like fuck-a-wiggles?
Liberal juice. L juice.
Biden spunk. There you go.
That's good.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because it's depressing.
This whole show's been fucking depressing.
Yes, it is. But what do you want to talk about? You want me to talk about it? I saw a video where a cat was playing with a fucking yarn, a ball of yarn.
Well, tell me about that shit. Tell me about it.
All right, well, the fucking yarn was red.
No shit.
So go Republicans.
We won something, guys.
God damn it. Shit. I'm just saying, nobody likes to talk about this, but if I would feel like a asshole had I not talked about this.
Because it would just be ignoring it.
Because they would be ignoring it. And that's what they want. Hey, guys, we got through. We got out of there. Now let's start talking about something else. There's a hurricane in Louisiana. I'm going down there this week.
They were talking.
Because Biden's going down there this week.
again, they were talking on the radio about how, well, if we're lucky, this will affect Biden getting reelected. And they were talking on the radio. They were like, no, it won't. They've got such a short attention span. All this will be forgotten by next week.
Absolutely, it will. It's amazing how hypocritical a politician can be and nobody even notices it. Because unless you're engaged, unless you're informed, you don't see it.
I tell you what, though, if he was the manager at your work, everybody would be against him.
Who, Biden?
Yeah. If he was the manager at everybody's work,
oh, yeah.
I guarantee you everybody'd feel different then. If you had to go somewhere absolutely. For 5 days a week to put up with him,
yeah.
I guarantee you shit would be different then.
That's a great analogy. Or whatnot. Or comparison.
It's an analogy. I'd give it an analogy.
I would probably have to go off the grid at that point. I couldn't work for that motherfucker.
No.
No way. But, you know, but see, and a lot of people have that mindset. It's just politics, you know. It doesn't affect my day-to-day. Bullshit, it does.
It affected the day-to-day of those 13
damn right, and those families.
It also Navy corpsmen, that army men, and those 11 devil dogs.
Absolutely. Also affects the small businesses in this country that are bleeding to death. It affects the parents that are trying to get their kids an education. So, yeah, it does. So quit sitting on the fucking sidelines bitching about it at lunchtime and get to fucking do something about it. Anyway, not everybody has that passion. I understand that. But don't fucking not talk about it because it ain't. Because if you let them get away with it and we just move on, this better be on every Republican commercial from here until Trump's reelected. That's right, I said it. So, I'm ill today, bruh. Fucking, But, you know, anytime I have to talk about something like this that was just absolutely unnecessary, it's just a total disregard of life. So you can score some political points. Congratulations. I see you're taking your victory lap now. Good job, Biden. I hope you sleep at night. I know you do because they pump you full of enough drugs that you probably go night-night, probably around 7:30. But I don't know how your wife sleeps at night.
I don't know how Democratic voters sleep at night.
I don't know how your neighbor that's still pushing that bullshit sleeps at night. Because say what you fucking want, Trump didn't go and he didn't do none of this shit. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. So, yeah, this is a bit of a sad, if you will, grump episode. But I feel it was necessary.
Yeah.
100%. We can always laugh, and everybody wants a good laugh, but sometimes situations determine that that's not possible because there ain't nothing funny about this shit.
No.
This is and I will make this comparison. I will make this comparison. All the headlines read on January the 7th. What the worst day of America. The saddest day in America. No, that's today. That's the last 2 weeks is the saddest days in American history. The last 2 weeks. Not January 6th. Right now is the saddest that I've seen since I've been on this earth. So, you know. But I hope you get your parade on 9/11. I hope you celebrate that you brought, you know, everybody home. But did you bring everybody home? Did everybody get the chance to go home, Biden? No, they didn't. Maybe not. Maybe they did, but not the way they were hoping. But that's on you, brother. That's on your hands. It won't a war. at that point. It was a sabotage. That was a sabotage. So you can clout. Fucker.
Yeah, what a piece of shit, dude.
Am I saying it wrong? Is that why you left? Or is it just because
because it's that word.
Well, I don't know what else to use. I mean, so you can gloat that you got the troops home?
Biden just wants to go up there on a parade and be like, hey guys, I'm pretty bussin', huh?
This ice cream be bussin'. This jello pudding be in the spot.
No. All right. So I got one for you then. Oh, shit. I forgot it. Da-da-da-da. America!
I'm ready. I'm ready to fucking...
That's your president, huh?
I'm ready to fucking call this one, dude.
Well, I think it was a good episode. I don't think it was a bad one, Jake. It may not have been a funny one. We don't feel good about it.
Nah, and I'm fucking bummed out. I'm depressed.
No. Yeah, and we should be. And because that's the only way that we get fired up. Because nothing else has worked. Look at all the freedoms we have lost in the last 16 months. What are you else are you willing to give up for a little bit of security? What else are you willing to give up? What else are you willing to overlook? What else are you willing to... it's just politics. Pretty soon it's going to be in your fucking backyard. Then you can wish you had somebody to help you do something about it. Well, by that time, everybody's been fucking silenced. The ones that are speaking up. And I will continue to speak up until I can't speak up no more. So this was a great show. This was our best show. If you don't think so out there, go grump yourself. Trace!
So...
All right, I'm glad I come back. I've been fired up about this for a while. So, yeah, I'm a little passionate about it, and I may rub people the wrong way on this episode, but, dude, if you're not upset about this, I worry about you as an American. I really do. If this does not upset you, what will? What will upset you? That your taxes went up a couple of dollars? This should upset you. This Afghanistan shit should upset you. As an American, I think all flags should be flown half-mast for the next 2 weeks.
I've seen a lot of them.
But has there been a proclamation done on it? Probably not. Because why? Why would that not be? Because that makes Biden look bad.
So.
Anyway, what you got? Time to go work out.
I figured before we ended the episode, I would just read off the names here.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
So, we'll say this episode is in remembrance of Darren T. Hoover. And if I'm about to butcher some of these, so if I butcher any of these, my apologies.
Yeah.
Johanny Rosario Picardo, Nicole L. Gee, Hunter Lopez, Dagan W. Page, Humberto A. Sanchez, David L. Espinoza, Jared A. Schmitz, Riley J. McCollum, Dylan R. Marola, Kareem M. Nikui, Maxton W. Soviak, and Ryan C. Noss. So, yeah. We said their names.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
We'll remember
and
them.
I think if you don't take anything else from this episode, remember that. They gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country. Even though it was via political bullshit. But they signed up for it. And they will be honored.
And thoughts and prayers, you know, yeah. That sort of stuff.
But people, if this doesn't upset you, you know, I don't know what you're fighting for. I don't know what you're here for. I mean, you know, this should upset every American.
Yeah.
Every single one of us. And if you know, yeah, and I know people are not informed and they try to stay out of it because it's exhausting to be dealing with all this stuff. It is very exhausting. And I get the disconnect from it, you know. But this is like when the rubber meets the road. This is real. This happened, you know. Casualties have happened from this administration's neglect and malfeasance and just disregard for any safeguards that probably were, I'm sure, overlooked just to get to that deadline, which was a ridiculous deadline in the first place. But just remember who voted for him. Remember who supports them. And go ask them, do they still support them? I would like to think maybe he's a little faith in humanity be restored if we could get, you know, some of those to change their mind. But I wouldn't hold my breath on it because it's ride or die with your party, you know.
Well,
not for the country. What's best for the Democratic Party?
Let's go ahead and wrap this up, bro.
But anyway, guys, I hope you have a great rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. I think
enjoy your freedoms.
Enjoy your freedoms while you have them. You know, they're working on those at the moment. So, but anyway, let's leave on a good note. Everybody have a great weekend. Trace.
Later.
Later.